I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 8. Matthew, chapter 8. Matthew, chapter 8. I'd like to read the first four verses. Matthew 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. I've entitled this message, How Must I Approach God? Today, whatever your need, and we all have them, if you're here today and you don't know the Lord, you have a need. You have a great need. If you're here today and you're sick, you have a great need. If you're here today and you got trouble with the family, at work, whatever your need. I've got some good news for you. The Scripture has declared what we must do to approach God. What a blessing. That the Lord would not be silent concerning this vital issue. The Scripture sets forth that there was a day when the Lord was coming down from preaching the Sermon on the Mount. That's what happened. 5, 6, and 7, three chapters of Matthew, Sermon on the Mount, three chapters. And right after he finished preaching that message, he started to come down from the mountain. That's where verse 8 picks up. And great multitudes followed him. And as he was coming down, a leper approached the Lord. And here's what the Scripture says he did. He worshiped. Mark 1, this account right here is recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And you know, if it says it one time in Scripture, that's enough. But if it says it three times in Scripture, the Spirit of God's made a point. We best listen. Here's what he did. This leper came before the Lord. And he did the only thing that he could do. He worshiped. Mark 1:40's account says, kneeling down to him. Luke's account, chapter 5, verse 12, says, fell on his face and besought him. Here was a man that was brought to the end of himself. And he did what no man can do by nature. He prostrated himself before the Lord and he worshiped. This is the safest place I can be, right here. I don't have any other hope. I don't have another need. I need him. And the scripture says that this leper worshiped, and this is what he said. Now listen, let me tell you something. If you've ever been brought to a point to where you need the Lord, you've prayed this prayer right here. I wish I could tell you how many times, Neil, I've prayed this prayer right here. There's some that have been made by the grace of God to come to a point, and I'm going to tell you something, this is the greatest blessing that you will ever see. This is the greatest spot you'll ever find yourself in. It's where you can, from the heart, say this, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. You can make me clean. Is this not the most beautiful story of grace and mercy? Mercy, number one, to not leave this sinner in a state of dying physically, and grace to give him what he didn't have, health. The Lord put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. That's a marvelous story. But I want us to look past this temporal to the eternal. Past the right now. This is over. It's gone. As far as this man's leprosy was concerned. But I want to tell you something. The message this morning is forever. This is eternal. Here was a man that was a leper. There was no known cure, humanly speaking. This man's leprosy was a picture of every man's problem born in Adam. Sin. This is our problem. We're sinners. Do you realize the blessing of knowing that? Of knowing it. This man knew that there was one end to his physical problem. He was going to die. He knew that if he stayed the way he was, one result. What a blessing that the Lord would reveal to a sinner his need of a Savior. This sinner right here that happened to have leprosy was brought to the same conclusion that that woman who had the issue of blood was brought to. She'd gone to many physicians. She'd spent all of her money, and she wasn't well. A sinner made to know his need of Christ comes to this conclusion. If I can get to him, that woman said, if I can touch but the hem of his garment, I'm going to be clean. She knew that. This man right here came and fell down and worshiped the Lord and said, Lord, if you will. What a blessing that the Lord was there. What a blessing that this man was made to behold him. The Lord had come down from the mountain. I know this. He'd come down and been preaching. But oh, what a beautiful picture of He who made Himself of no reputation and humbled Himself, who came from the portals of glory, who was ever before the Father, and according to His everlasting covenant of grace, the Word, who is God, was made flesh. He came down for this reason, to seek and to save sinners, just like that right there. A man that's made to know his need of God. The Lord said concerning Him coming down, "My meat, my food, my sustenance is to do the will of Him that sent me." Here is the sent Savior doing this one thing, finishing the work, saving His people. How do I know that that sinner right there, that leper, was an object of God's mercy? How do I know that? Well, here's what the Scripture says, verse 2. "And behold, there came a leper." There was a lot of lepers. That's what the Lord said. There was a lot of lepers in Israel. There was a lot of widows in Israel. But this leper did something that many lepers didn't do. He came to the Lord. That's a miracle of God's grace. No man can come to me except it were given unto him of my Father. People say, well, you, anybody can come to the Lord, not according to the Scriptures. No man has the ability. No man has the desire, Mike. Isn't that right? That's right. Why did this man come? You say, well, because he was a leper. He came because the Lord made him willing in the day of His power. There was a lot of lepers. This leper came. What a mark. What a mark of an object of God's mercy. All that the Father giveth me. What are they going to do, Pat? They shall come. They shall come. They shall come unto me. And he that cometh to me, now listen to me, he said, I will in no wise cast out. Here was a man that saw the plague of his leprosy. He saw it. But what this man pictures is every man that sees the plague of his heart and his soul. Hold your place right there and turn over to Romans 7. This man saw in his flesh what God's people are going to see in their soul. Look at Romans 7, 23-24. "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" That sinner came before the Lord and he worshiped. Here's another sign. He said, "Lord," 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, "No man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost." Men will say, oh, well, sure they can. All they're going to do is say it. That's not what he means. Here's what he means. No man has the knowledge in his soul. and confesses from the heart that the Lord Jesus is the sovereign Lord of heaven and bows to Him for life, except God gives him a new heart. Oh, they say it with their mouth, but the Lord says that many say with their mouth, you know. They say, but their heart is far from me. This leper came seeking God's will. Here's another sign. He worshiped. He declared Him be the Lord. And this is what he said. Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. He knew the Lord could. But would He? Would He? This is what a believer wants. This is what I want. This is what every believer made to see his need wants. I want God's will. I want the Lord's will. And a believer truly does. He truly wants the Lord's will. When our Lord taught His disciples, that's what His disciples, Lord, teach us to pray, like John taught His disciples to pray. And in that instructive prayer, He said, you pray this, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, if You will, You can make me clean. And verse 3 says, the Lord put forth His hand and He touched him. Is that not the sweetest thing you've ever heard? The Lord touched him. And He said, I will. Be thou clean. Now let me just share something with you. And I'm going to tell you this from experience. Many of you can enter into what I'm saying. You find yourself in dire straits. And you do pray, and you do mean it. You mean it. Lord, if You will, You can make me clean. And you see the hand of the Lord's deliverance. And let me tell you, the first thing you're going to admit, I don't know how to be thankful as I ought. I don't know how to be. I wish I could. I wish I could thank the Lord the way I should, and I don't know how. Lord touched him, and he said, I will. Those two words, I will, that right there is the expression. Hold your place and turn to Exodus 33 as I close. Exodus 33, verse 19. Those two words are the expression of the glory of God. The glory of God. Moses had asked the Lord in Exodus 33:18. He said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And verse 19 says, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. When we see these two words, I will, we behold the glory of God. My friend, here is a beautiful picture of salvation. What this man was in body, every man born in Adam is in his soul. And if the Lord opens a man, a woman's eyes to see their need of Him, they're blessed. By God's grace, this leper sought healing, and every sinner seeks spiritual healing from the only one that can help him. He was convinced of the Lord's ability and not his own. If this man could have helped himself, he would have. Until the Lord shows a man what he is, that man thinks he can help himself. But a sinner needs a Savior. I need for God to have mercy on my soul. Until a man sees himself as helpless, he will not come to Christ. He will not. But by the grace of God, you have a man or woman be made to see their condition as a rotten sinner before God. And you're going to find a man or a woman that's going to worship God and going to cry out to him and say, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. I'm going to read this last verse, and Lord willing, I'm going to preach on it. I saw something this morning in this last verse, and I'd like to preach on this particular passage, so I'm going to read the verse, and I'm going to make a comment, and then I'm going to close. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Why did the Lord tell him that? I'll tell you why. Our Lord said, I didn't come to condemn the law, but to fulfill it. Our Lord came to fulfill every jot and every tittle of the law. Isn't that right, Neil? According to the law, when a leper was healed, he was to immediately go to the priest, show himself to the priest, and the priest would declare him clean. And here our Lord, in fulfilling the law, tells that leper to do that very thing. May the Lord bless these words to our heart and cause us to behold the glory of God in approaching him. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Amen.